You're listening to a podcast from Father Peter Smith, St. Columbus Parish, North Leichhardt, on the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And now here's Father Peter.
Hello. Today we celebrate the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Strange to think of it as being called Ordinary Time in the Church's year, for these times are anything but ordinary, aren't they? So today's Gospel comes from Matthew. Begins by Jesus saying to the 12 apostles, "Fear not. Do not be afraid. Rather, be afraid of those who can destroy both body and soul. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." I always find that such a comforting thought, that Jesus knows each one of us personally, that he cares for us and loves us. I think our world can make us feel somewhat anonymous amidst all the busyness of our lives. And yet somehow we do worry. Often we are afraid. Sometimes we are afraid that we will make wrong decisions. At times, we are afraid of what others might think of us. We are afraid of what the future might bring to us or to our children. We're also afraid of growing old. Sometimes, we are afraid of what bad health will bring us. I guess at the root of all these fears is a kind of fear of loss. Every fear we have is grounded in the knowledge that we have something or someone to lose. I can lose my job, family, house, my money, health, and ultimately even life itself. Rejection and loss are the basis of our fears. But we forget one thing. Whatever troubles or crisis affect us, we know that God understands it. Understands it really better than we often understand ourselves. God promises in today's reading that he knows exactly what is happening. That should be a release from fear, a release that we know that God is on our side, that our life is in the hands of a loving God. And so I guess part of the message today is that the next time fear grips our life, we need to remember that just as we are faithful to Christ, wherever we meet him in this life, is much more important than the fears or rejection of loss. And yet somehow often that seems to be little consolations we journey through life. Today we think about all those people that we love, and sometimes that can cause us to be afraid for them, not just for ourselves. In today's gospel, we're reminded that we are all individuals, that we are all known and loved and special and prized to our God. But I think that also, for me, is a challenge, that I have to see the other people in my lives, especially those who are strangers or those perhaps that I find hard to deal with, that they too are known and loved and special and prized by God. And that should challenge me to care for other people as well. There's that wonderful phrase in the gospel that says, "As often as you do this to one of the least of my brothers or sisters, you do it to me." And so I think that calls me to see the face of Jesus in each person that I meet. You know, sometimes I think to myself, if that person in front of me, if I really saw them as being Jesus in our world, maybe I would speak and act differently towards them. I'm sure it's a really hard thing to do day by day in our lives, and yet that's the part of the challenge of today's gospel, to recognise that not only are we important and well-known to our God, but that we need to see God in other people around us. And so as we continue to experience this difficult time in our world, this difficult time in our church, sometimes I feel that all the scientists, all the economists, all those people trying to deal with this strange COVID-19 world are really not having a great impact. Because this affliction, this pandemic, arose out of nothing. And so for me, it's really just bearing it and trusting in God to know that his plan is a part of our world, that he plans this for each one of us, and that despite whatever comes our way, our God will always be present in our midst. And so I think that we need to recognise that in our lives and share that with each other. Take care.